wonder if you have any ideas about the Irish thing as to whether we ought to. Thing. You notice they burned down the embassy and stuff up the day.
I would say ought to.
That's my feeling, too.
I'd really be.
It's the agony of Ireland and England. It's gone for 500 years, and I don't think we do a goddamn.
You'd infuriate the British. I mean, you'd pay a price for the British beyond anything.
The point is, of course, all the Irish fanatics here in this country.
You couldn't say enough to satisfy the Irish here and be responsible.
Just stay out of it. Internal problem, right?
That's as long as it's possible. Yeah.
That's my feeling. Okay, what did you think on the Muskie thing? Ziegler gave him a little shot.
On a factual basis. I talked to Laird, and he's going to say something.
Is he good for him? What's he going to say?
He hurried to turn things off before they annoyed him. Actually, the other side, you know, made a little switch today. They didn't make an acceptable problem.
I know. They did something. I know.
But at least they
this is a terrible, terrible thing this man has done, you know. Good God, he's a candidate for president. He tells the enemy, in effect, wait for me and you'll get a better deal.
Exactly.
If I had done that, the New York Times, the Washington Post, would have ridden me out in a goddamn rail.
And it's a total distortion of our position on top of everything else.
Yeah. I hope that some of the boys in the Congress said a few things.
I think the Congress, we ought to get some shot in the Congress.
Well, they've done it, but nobody carried it, you see, because that's the problem.
And Bob tells me that Buchanan has written something for Arthur.
Yes, right, which he will do tomorrow, I hope. Which I think maybe he should tomorrow in the event this story, depends on how big this story plays.
I think Rogers would do it anyway.
Yeah.
So that he's positioned.
Right. That's right.
So that the others.
That's right. We should be positioned. Goddamn it. We can't have State Department going running off on this goddamn thing.
That's right. And I think we should have Muskie worry. One of the reasons we get attacked so much is because it's too safe to attack us. There aren't enough people hitting back.
Correct. Right. Well, that's why I, got Haldeman and Ziegler over and got the Ziegler line out, and I said, and I dictated, the whole thing for Buchanan.
Okay.
I dictated the 8 points. I said, now, goddamn it, take them on.
Good.
So we'll get something out.
Good.
But the point is that with all of the things that are plus with what we're doing, good heavens, the support that we have, and Mansfield withdrawing his amendment, for Christ's sakes, this is a time to be strong and not to back away.
It serves no, if he had. It serves no conceivable purpose. Of course, I think he's hurting himself.
Well, we always assume that, but
I think
we never know.
The people is healthy. I mean, what is it? I mean, first of all, his statement about opposition is just totally wrong.
Sure.
But secondly, even if it weren't, before the other side had flatly turned it down, for him to turn it down and make arguments the other side hasn't made is an outrage.
Correct.
But it shows how weak and foolish he is.
Well, in the morning, I told you, 8 o'clock, and we'll put you on very soon with Mansfield. He's talking about Drumico and your show and my thing. That'll keep him, because he has said, not just because of our offer, but that's one of the reasons, but for other reasons, he's not resubmitting the amendment. Well, that's all right. We won't mention that. I'll just let that go.
Right.
Okay. Right. That's what the Irish thing is. Tomorrow we'll see Keating and Bunker, right?
Right. Now, I talked to Keating today.
Right.
And I gave him a rather full picture of some of the moves we had made so that he stopped sniping at us. I also told him if I talk to Yar, I'll send him either a back channel or a letter. Now, you might have confirmed this to him, that we'll be in touch directly. He's been egged on at today to testify before the Foreign Relations Committee, and he will.
Yeah.
If you could give him a word that he really should protect the credibility of the White House, it would help before we get this Anderson papers.
Right.
Because if we are attacked, we have to respond with things which will hurt our relations with India. And that he'll understand.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But he's in a friendly mood.
He's a good man. He's for us, politically.
And I called Nelson, and Nelson's going to give him a little help. So he'll be disposed to be
well. In any event, I think today we've got our contingency plan well positioned.
I thought, Mr. President, your handling of the NSC meeting was superb, because Moore really gave you a lousy briefing.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I kept digging it out of him.
Well, you sure. What he said, he acted like a smart lawyer, not like a military man. He said the right thing if you dug it out of him. But
yeah.
if say you had been a musket,
yeah,
and it had just gone over your head,
well, I noticed that he had a red thing and a black thing, and I said, all right, we have done this, we haven't done this. What about this? What about that? By the time we got through, boy, he knew what the hell he was up against.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point. And
so did Laird.
Oh, Laird called up this afternoon and asked whether you were giving him hell. I said, no, you weren't giving him hell. You were just wanting to make sure he understood what you want.
All right. And let me say, when I look at that contingency plan, it's going to be tough. It's going to be goddamn tough. There's not going to be any complaints that as a result of our failure, we lost this.
I think when the attack starts, Mr. President, we ought to pour everything in, every place except North Vietnam.
Exactly. And I mean really pour it in.
That's right. And that's why we need more forces in there. And all these sortie raids are just average figures. They don't help us on a one or 2 days strike.
Yeah. And the point is, that's why we've got to get that carrier out there. We've got to get the other planes. I don't want that. I hope you ordered that today.
I've already
the plane, the carrier's got to move today. The B-52's moved today. The A-1s, the F-4s, today. Get them all there. That'll have a psychological effect. And then we'll put them in South Vietnam for a couple of weeks. And then, right after we return, we'll blast the hell out of North Vietnam.
Exactly.
Don't you agree?
Absolutely. If they've started their offensive. But I think we should wait now until they start the offensive. We can't achieve enough.
Not a thing. I agree.
Because if you hit them first, then eventually you'll be blamed for having triggered the offensive.
I know. We're not going to do a thing. I understand that.
But I'd get the forces in there.
Yeah. That's the reason. Get the forces in. It might blunt their offensive. It might take a couple of times.
That's right. I think they're going to go through with it. But Bunker, well, you'll see him tomorrow, is really quite content. Quite confident that they can handle it.
You know, I think they can, too. I didn't want to say it there, but I have a feeling the South Vietnamese are much stronger than the North Vietnamese realized. Lam Son proved it, and by God, they're going to get a hell of a shot.
But if we get the same ratio, if we can kill 20,000 North Vietnamese in this attack, then I think we'll have a negotiation this year.
Well, this year. We've got to have it this spring.
Well, we had one last year. That I still think they were thinking very seriously.
Until the Senate screws up. Well, one thing we can be sure of, Henry, let me say, I was talking to our friend Ryland today, and I said, have you noticed how India, Pakistan, the Anderson papers, everybody's forgotten the goddamn things because we've done something else. We keep these bastards we've got them on a hot griddle, Henry. We really have.
That's right. There'll be a little flip again tomorrow as the Senate relations, the foreign relations committee, he has testified.
Yeah.
But we ought to tell him that he ought to protect the White House.
What, do we see him before he testifies?
Yes.
Don't worry, I'll tell him. Hard. Okay.
That would be very helpful.